Okay, so last week we learned Perek Chof Gimel, and Perek Chof Gimel gave us a phenomenal insight into the Dveikus, the connection that a person can have with the Ribbono Shel Olam through the vehicles of Kiyum HaMitzvos to start with. With Kiyum HaMitzvos, with the fulfillment of any one of the commandments, a person can become a Merkava, and during the time that they are performing the mitzvah, that limb becomes a Merkava, a chariot, becomes totally bottled to the Ratzon Hashem. And in turn, he explained with that what it means when it says that the Evarim, that the mitzvahs are remach pikudin, they are the 248 mitzvahs are remach de evarim de malka, that they are the 248 limbs of the king. But we're going to get into that. We're going to find some more sources for you and other sifrei chassidus to talk about that extensively talk about how it is that the limbs themselves show life through the fact that the neshama is acting out through the movement of any of those limbs. There's a great deal of raid about how it is that the pikudin, that the mitzvahs themselves, each are mamshich, the Ratzon Hashem, each of them draw the life force of the Ribbono Shel Olam into the world. So that's level number one. The significance of that is that first of all, it's only the limb that's involved in the mitzvah. Number two, it is only b'shas kiyum ha-mitzvah. It's only while the person is actively involved in the fulfillment of the mitzvah that that kind of dveikus goes on. And that's in contrast to limud ha-Torah, the mitzvah of the study of Torah, where that mitzvah involves a greater intimacy in that it's a total dveikus, it's a total unity with the Ratzon Hashem, that the person's mind encompasses it, and it encompasses the mind, and they become totally unified with, as he said, Hu Amada, Hu Ayedea, he is the knower, he is the knowledge, and the kind of intimacy that can take place in the learning of a Torah concept, therefore outweighs all other mitzvahs. And this is the reason why Talmud Torah is keneged kulam, because that kind of intimacy, despite the fact that even though it is just one of the Taryag mitzvahs, but the intimacy that could be acquired through the grasping of a Torah concept, an act of limud Torah, that kind of intimacy is incomparable in any other realm. Perek Chof Daled we're going to learn tonight, and then we're going to go back and decipher some of these things into some of the other raid in the Sifrei Chassidus. So, chapter 24. We must understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam create everything in a perfect balance, and therefore what exists in Kedusha must also exist on the dark side. Is Henshasa Mitzvahs Loisase De'araisa. These are the 365 mitzvahs that a person is not allowed to do, whether they are biblical, or V'chol Yisurei D'Rabbanan, or similarly the prohibitions instituted by the rabbis. Is Me'acha Shehen Neged Ritzoinoi V'chachmosa Yisbarach. Due to the fact that they are in contrast to the will of Hashem and His wisdom. Not only that, but ve'hepecha mamish, they are the antithesis of the Ratzon Hashem. So if mitzvahs, which are the Ratzon Hashem, bring dveikus, so therefore averis, which are the antithesis of the Ratzon Hashem, bring separation. And therefore hem nifradim yichudai ve'achdusa yizbarach. They are totally severed from Hashem's unity and oneness. B'tachlis ha'pirud mamash. In the most extreme separation. Now, if you remember earlier when he was discussing the whole Olam HaGashmi, the physical world, There was a world of concealment, but it didn't describe it as a world of pirud. Here, this is b'tachlis ha-pirud mamash, in the most extreme example of separation, of severance. Kemoi, like we find, the language itself is called hasitra achra, the other side, v'haklipa, and what we call the shells, hanikroim. So now what he's going to say is a person who's involved with a prohibition is just like the sitra achra v'haklipa, hanikroim. They are called avodah zarah, they're called idolatry. V'alehim acherim, and other gods. Why are they called that? Machmas hestiponim. Due to the fact that they have such a strong concealment of Hashem's desire, so must we understand. That the same thing will apply to any one of the three expressions of the soul of the Jew. Even though it is the power of soul called Klipas Noiga, when we're dealing with either thought or speech or action, which are enclosed and embodied at that time, violating one of the 365 thou shalt not, or any one of the drabonans. So those three levushim, those three garments of the soul. What's more, v'chein mehus hanefesh atzma, not only the garments, but the essence of the soul itself, hamelaveshes b'levusheho, the soul itself, which at that time is enclosed, it's wrapped up, it's embodied in those garments. So, again, you have the action and the thought and the speech. Not only those expressions are connected and totally wrapped up in the dark side, but even the soul itself, which is expressing itself through those garments. Kulam yuchodim mamish b'sitra achra, all of them at that time are completely unified with the other side. Uklipazu anikra v'idazara, and they are connected to this klipa, which is called idolatry. V'loyoid, not only are they miyuchod, not only are they unified with it, elashibitelim utfelim aleo, they are totally nullified and secondary to it. Ugiruim apchusim imenamoid. Unbelievable severe words. And they are inferior and far less than the klipa, than the sitra achra itself. The person who is violating Hashem's will is worse than the sitra achra itself, than the dark side itself. Why? Because, first of all, the sitra achra is not enclosed and embodied in a physical body. And what's more, the sitra achra knows its master. And it's not rebelling against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is not rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do its work in sending forth her evil messengers. She, meaning the dark side, is not violating Hashem's word when she sends forth her agents to do her work. How do you know? Where do we see that the dark side does not violate Hashem's will? Ukamama Bilam, we saw it last week in the parasha. Bilam, even though at the time that he said this, he is a human being, and l'chaira, a human being has free choice to violate. Nonetheless, when Bilam was prophesizing, he wasn't acting on his own. He was acting with the force of darkness. He was acting at the force of the sitra achra. Therefore, Bilam makes a statement, and he says, I can't do anything that I'm not told to do. This is not, it's not my choice. I can't do it. Ah, you're going to ask if that's the case. Why is it called Avodah Zarah? It's doing Hashem's will. Why would you call it a foreign service? It's doing Hashem's work. Even the Avodah Zarah itself refers to itself as one of the gods of the God. But they cannot violate in any which way the will of Hashem. Because the dark side, the Sitra Achra, the Klipa, knows and fully grasps that her entire life source, that the entire chius that is has, shiyankim ibkinis achuraim dachuraim shalot snalim baruchu, like we had earlier, they know that they are surviving by that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu casts to them behind his back, kavyochol, hamakif aleim, from the ratzon of Hashem that dwells upon them. Ela, the only thing is, shenikosam v'chiyusam shebetaycham, he ibkinis galus betaycham. The difference between them and that which is openly the side of Kedusha is that their life source is in exile within them, that they think of themselves as also having some godly power. That is a denial of the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we believe that there is nothing but the force of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They believe that they have power as well. They are not denying and negating HaKadosh Baruch Hu in total. V'loimah, to say, loyhu, that he does not exist. He is the God of the gods. They deny that they are constantly being sustained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they fully recognize that their chiyus comes from him. So they're not proclaiming themselves as the God, they are proclaiming themselves as a God who is sustained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the reason, due to the fact that they recognize that they're on life support from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they never violate his will. Ve'im kein, but that being the case, ha'adam ha'iver aritzayna yizbarach, a person who does transgress Hashem's will, hu garua upachus harbe ma'id me'asitrach ruviklipa, the person who does violate the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much less, is far inferior then is the Sitra Achra and the Klipa and the Kras of Eidah Zorah Velehim Acherim, who's called idolatry and foreign gods. V'u b'tachlis ha'pirud mi'yichud v'ayachdusei shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person is in the utmost separation and severance from Hashem's oneness and unity, yoyseh mimena, much more so than the dark side is itself, u ki'ilu koyfer b'achdusei, and it's as if the person denies the oneness and the unity of Hashem much more so than Avodah Zarah itself. He quotes a source for this. The evil that exists in this physical world, it is not actually the klipa itself, but it's the sediments of the klipa. Due to the fact that everything in this world is made up of this klipa, therefore we find, as he says elsewhere, that this world is rubayra, the majority of it is evil. It's much harder to gain the upper hand. So there's a tendency of separation in this world. So the deck is stacked against us. Here we're here by the colon. Ulechein amr chazal aposik kisishtiz kisishtiyishtoi. Chazal darshan on the posik that it says by a soita, by the unfaithful wife. Come chazal and darshan that word, and they say, ein odomoy v'raveira elim kein nichnas boi ruach shtus, that no person would transgress Hashem's will unless they were overcome by some form of temporary insanity. De'afilu isha hamana efes, even an unfaithful wife, shedai tekala, who is a lightweight in her, clearly she can't control herself. Nonetheless, she would be able to overcome her desire. Lule ruach shtus shaba, were it not for a temporary form of insanity, hamechase umastir umalim, that covers over, it conceals, it hides, esahava misuter shebenafsha, the concealed love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that exists, shebenafsha, the kiss in her godly soul, the davka b'emunas Hashem, that natural love that wants to cleave to the Amun of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yichud of Achdusa in his oneness and his unity, v'leidi parit chas v'sholem, and that natural love that never wants to be separated, me'achdusai, to what degree? Afilu noitlim is nafsha mimena. This same woman would never allow herself to be separated, even at the cost of life itself. If they were to force her to worship an idol, she never would do it, chas v'sholem. What's more, not even serious service. Even if all she was asked to do would be to bow down to it, without any belief at all, she wouldn't do it. So doesn't it make sense that if she'd give her life rather than for Avodah Zarah, doesn't logic dictate that she'd have the power to control her appetite, v'tayvus haniyuf, and the desire of unfaithfulness, shem yisurim kalim mitzvos Hashem, that are by comparison so much easier, there's so much such less pain than death, Hashem yishmereinu. So what's the insanity? This he explains. And this is quoted in the name of the Baal Tanya and numerous other svarim. V'ahef rishetz lo, the distinction that exists by her, between her act of unfaithfulness and the prohibition of bowing down to the idol of Avodah Zarah. So that distinction that she rationalizes, that there's a major difference between the two, hugamken ruach shtus teklipa. That too is a form of insanity brought on by the klipa hamalaveshes lenefesh olikis, that is able to take over the thinking of the godly soul. It's able to take over the person all the way up to the chachma of the godly soul, but not including the chachma. What does that mean? Because as he described earlier, everything is open up until that point where it touches that chachma, that point the person is unwilling to sever. The chachma of the nefesh of the kis, that's where the person draws the line and says, I will not corrupt my neshama further. He says, but let's analyze this logically. Avo be'emes le'amitoi. But in honest truth, afilo aveda kala, even if a person is transgressing a simple, what we call an easy avera, hareya oivra, someone who transgresses it, oivra rotzin ha'elyim baruch hu, is transgressing this rotzin that we've been discussing in the past few prokim, Hashem's desire. And therefore, v'hu b'tachlis ha'pirud, at that moment the person is in the epitome of separation, mi'echud v'achdusa yisbarach, from Hashem's unity, more so than the dark side and the klip itself, that are called other gods and idolatry, and lower and more separated than anything that's even created by those forces, as we described earlier, those things in this world that are in the three klipas tameyas, shem behem is tameyas, we're talking about pigs and camels, v'chayas vayf is tameyam, and vultures and other forms of animals that are tamei, ushkotzim and amashim, and rats and centipedes. Ukamaimer, this is the meaning where Chazal tell us that if a person is dieted to zuachal, if the person becomes arrogant, is they're told yitush kadmach, that even the roach, the ant, came before you. Even a lowly yitush that just takes things in and gives nothing back. It is that which is the most distant form of anything of kedusha. It absorbs and gives nothing back. We know that kedusha is that which loves to give, is nonetheless this lowly creature that is only a taker and never a giver. Kedemes the ish vachoyte, it is better. It's more in the forefront than is a person who is actively sinning. Bishtal shalis v'yiridas achios mirotzin alyan baruch hu. In the form of Ishtalshulis and the degrading or the lowering of the Chiyas that comes from Rotzon Hashem, this person is far more distant. Forget about the Yiddush, but for sure he is lower than other impure living beings. Even the wild animals, Shekulam enim Mishanim Tafkidam Abgudutkosayiz Barach. The proof is that none of these wild animals, as distant as they are, none of them are changing their instructions that they got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shamar Rucham, the Pekudas Yisbar Shamar Rucham, Hashem's mission, his command, stands by them. Even though they're not actively aware of it, if you have a conversation with a leopard and ask him what he's doing, he's not going to be able to tell you that he's doing the Ratzon Hashem. But his mazel, that angel which stands above him, that angel is the one who is chazi. He knows what his mission is. As we see, it says, your fear and trembling will be on the face of all the animals of the world. Chazal explained, that no wild animal will have dominion over a person, unless the person looks to the animal like it is an animal. Tzaddikim, righteous people, that the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not leave their face, is kol chayes rois, is kafi kamayu, so wild animals bow down before them. Like the Zohar says, took place by the prophet Daniel in the lion's den. And that is because this person is on the level of the animal. The animal is doing the Ratzon Hashem, and the tzaddik is doing the Ratzon Hashem. Now, going back to his point, v'im kein, since this is the case, ha'choytev o'ivir etzoyne yizbarach, someone who transgresses and violates Hashem's desire, Afila b'aveda kala, even with a simple aveda, b'shas mais, again he stresses, this is only during the time that he is violating, hu b'tachlis harichuk mikedush al yoyne, he is in the ultimate distance of Hashem's holiness, shiyichudoi v'achdusa yizbarach, which is the unity and the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more so than all living creatures and roaches and shkotzim hamushpoim misidrach, they get their shefa from the other side of klipas avodah zarah. Okay, there should be a period here. Now he asks a logical question. If avodahs are so terrible that the person becomes severed from the Rebbeinu Shlaila in such a total way, if that's the case, why is Pikuach Nefesh Doich HaSharav Eres? Why do we know that if a person is presented with a health crisis and they need to eat treif, that it's better for them to eat treif than to go to their death? L'chayra, based upon what he just explained, it's far more logical for a person to go to their death and not violate Hashem's will. You have all these mitzvahs that a person is commanded to transgress and not to be killed. So he explains, Hainu Kepirshu Chazal, because Chazal tells us, Omer Torah Chalal Olav Shabbos Hachas, better to violate one Shabbos Kedei Sheyishma Shabbos Esarba. It's in order that he be able to keep many other Shabbosos. But don't dare say that it's because the Avera is not serious. It has nothing at all to do with the seriousness of the transgression. Teda says, I'll prove to you that that can't be the case. Shabbos is on the same level of idolatry with regard to the shechita. If a mumer, if a known violator, transgressor, shechts, and he's a public transgressor, his shechita is worthless. So a Shabbos, a machal Shabbos, his shechita is no good. Masha'engin b'momo de gil arayis, which is not the case if you have a shechit who's a mumer for gil arayis, for sexual transgressions. And yet logic says the opposite. If it comes to pikuach nefesh, so we know that Shabbos, right, you drive to the hospital on Shabbos to save a life. But for gil arayis, the person is supposed to go to their death rather than to violate. So how do you justify this? If it's all about the seriousness and the lightweightness of any avera, then this all doesn't stack up. Ella. The answer to all this is because that is the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem says so. So don't throw logic at me and say this should be easier, this should be more serious. The only reason, Taka, that we don't do that is because it's the Gzeiros HaKosev. That's what Hashem dictated. And therefore, it's no longer a violation. Because Hashem said we should be Mechal Shabbos to save the person. Going back to what we discussed earlier, so this is only during the time that the person is violating Hashem's will. But don't lose yourself totally. Because after the person finishes the Avera, if it is one of the Averas that don't involve a permanent cutoff or death in the hands of heaven, and as a result of the fact that there was not one of these serious transgressions that involved kares or misibidei shemayim, therefore the person's soul is not totally cut off. It's not cut off from its source by the kim chayim in the living God. It's only that, temporarily, it got corrupted and it lost its cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch. Let's see the Haggah here for a moment, as a footnote. We need to understand that according to the level and the various distinctions of the corruption that was done in the soul, and in its root of the soul above, so too are the divisions of the types of cleansing, and the punishment that needs to go on in Gehenim, even in this world, each category of sin has its own punishment, which is custom tailored, lemarek to cleanse, or lahavir halichluch v'abgam, and to get rid of this corruption. They're not all equal opportunity corruptions. And he concludes, haregam nafshei achiyunis habahamis. Therefore, after the person finishes the Avera, so his life-giving soul, Hamalavish Begufaya, meaning his animalistic soul that is embodied in his physical body, V'chein Gufaya, and so to the body itself, Chayzrim va'oilim el sitra achra. They have the ability to once to rise again from their temporary dwelling in the other side with the klipa zu and in the world of the klipa. And now that the person rises out of the shmutz, umiskavim the kedushas nefesha the kiss, and the person has the ability to once again come back and come close to the holiness of his godly soul. Hamloveshes b'hem hamamina b'Hashem echod. The natural state of the godly soul is to believe and to trust and have faith in one God. What's more, v'gam b'shas hachet ha'isa ba'almanoi ita yizbarach. Even when the person was violating Hashem's will, the godly soul was faithful to Hashem. Rak shahisa b'pchinis golus mamish toich nefesh ha'bahamis b'sidrachra. The only thing is that at the time that the person was violating Hashem's will, the neshama was in golus. It was in golus in the world of the animal soul. Hamachtia saguf that was causing the body to transgress at that moment. Umaridosai ima, and worse yet, the body took the nefesh of the ki down with it. V'imke sho'el lematamata, in the depths of Gehenim. Tachas tumas hasitra achra, it took the godly soul into the domain of the dark side. Uklipas avodah zarah, Hashem yishmerenu, may Hashem protect us. V'ein lecha golus godol mizeh, there cannot be any greater exile than this, mi'igra roma, to take the godly soul from its highest state where it basks in the rays of the kisei hakavod, and to drag it down into the world of the aveiru, k'mishiksavti le'el. Like I said earlier, t'shoyin shumaka nafshis kol beis Yisrael, the root and the source of every Jewish soul, hi mechach me'lo, is from this highest wisdom. And v'hu yizbach v'chachmasei achad v'chulu, and the Rebbeinu Shalom and this chachma are one, they're unified. So if you need some graphic imagery, he gives it to us on a platter. V'hu kemashal ho'echiz b'roisha shalmelech. The image we need to have is a person who takes hold of the head of the king, umayridai lemata, and he grabs it and pushes it down. V'taymen panav b'taych b'sakisei maleitzaya. And he takes the king's face and stuffs it into a toilet full of human debris. She'en lecha elbein gadol mizeh. There cannot be any worse embarrassment and shame greater than this. Afilo esikein lefisha, even if he's only putting the king's face in there temporarily. She'aklipos v'sitracha nikroim keitzaya kenaida. Because this realm, this world of the klipa, is known as this term of tzoya, of human refuse, is used for that, and to create this imagery that, albeit it's temporary, but temporarily we have caused the source of kedusha, our neshama, chelek elikam imal, to be taken and put into the lowliest, darkest, smelliest place in the world. So this is a very powerful imagery, as powerful as the imagery was that we discussed regarding the dveikus that a person can come to when they cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here we must recognize that the same is true on the opposite, that Rachmana Litzlan, if we're not careful, that we can cause the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be demoted into the most disgraceful, darkest places possible.